Hi, my name is Dr. Avery Harris, and on August 2nd, 2022, I have been given this device to record on. I've been working at the Defense Lab of Transformed Cryptogenics and Morphogenics for a few years now. I was one of the lucky ones. I was scouted in college. After graduation, I went right into an internship here, and because I did so well, they offered me a full-time position. It's mostly been boring small tasks like making sure number 40-I2 is fed the right amount of carrots and yogurt, or if T8-09Q has drank all their water. I know I was getting the least important tasks, but I was excited to do them. With every little task, you're gaining more trust. You have to work your way up the clearance levels, you know? And it's hard enough to get a job here. Most people don't even know that this place exists. You don't go seeking out DLTCP. They come and find you. They know exactly what they're looking for, so if you get scouted, you're one of the best of the best. It's amazing. I get to work with so many intelligent people. Folks that are at the top of their fields, and yet their names will never be in history books. It's kind of crazy to think about. So many inventions and theories created and proven here, but they'll never be in your textbooks. Their names will never be known to history. Sorry. I didn't mean for this to go off on a tangent. Where was I before this started? I was about to say why I was given this recorder, and if you're hearing my voice, why that might be the reason. I know for a fact that the DLTCP did not give you all the details. Let's just be real. They really never do. Hell, I was told to record my findings, including this introduction, for the next person to take over my role. This position, of course, has a lot of turnover, I'm sure you know. The person who held this position before me didn't even have time to record stuff like this. Consider yourself lucky that you aren't going into this blind like I was. I know that the specimen isn't dangerous, but I'm also kind of going in here blind. I can't help how frayed my nerves already feel just knowing how many people have quit simply because of her. You need to buck up, Avery. This is your first real job out of college. Take a deep breath and ground yourself. It's okay. It's okay. You've been here for years. The government would never explicitly put me in danger. Never. I'm sure they handed you a box of my recordings and told you to listen to them to get an idea for the job. Anyways, welcome to my old job, newbie. First things first, I bet you would like to know more details, wouldn't you? Keep that curious nature about yourself, and this job will be finished sooner rather than later. So, you've been tasked with taking care of O-F3LI4, or Ophelia. That's the code name we use for her because we don't know much else about her. Your job is to monitor and take care of her. Like I mentioned earlier, this job has a lot of turnover. Some people quit because it's not worth the pay, they don't like being sworn to secrecy, and others simply never come out of the room. I'm sure your time at DLTCP has prepared you for all types of strange and unusual things, and even prepping you in case there's an accident and you get killed in the process. It's in the form you signed when you agreed to work here that you can't share anything with anyone outside the facility, nor can they be sued if your death comes prematurely. All that good stuff. And that message can wait till later. I'm sure it's just an email saying what days off someone is. Where was I? My little spiel about Ophelia, right. So, Ophelia, I wish I could say that Ophelia's a sweetheart. That she hasn't killed any of our researchers, that she's easy to get along with, that she's a pacifist with a penchant for candy. You know, anything that would endear her to you as a newbie, but frankly, there's nothing redeemable about this specimen. She spends most of the time sulking and hiding from us researchers. That's why, when I proposed befriending her first, before we did experiments to figure out exactly what she is, I was then promoted and tasked with befriending her since it was my idea. And since you're listening to these tapes, that either means it worked and I've been promoted within the company and I'm on a tour and seeing all the states, or I failed and I got fired or eaten. Truthfully, being eaten by Ophelia is more welcome than being fired by DLTCP. They make sure that you don't ever work in science again, always keeping an eye on you. You don't get to leave DLTCP. You're simply disposed of when you're no longer useful to them. And I'm trying to keep myself useful. And piece of advice, keep yourself as useful as possible, newbie, or else someone is going to be listening to your voice recording wondering what happened to you. Making my way over to Ophelia's unit. I don't know exactly how to put this. It's best to describe what she looks like while directly looking at her. She has this uncanny ability that once someone looks away or walks away, said person can't recall exactly what she looks like. Right now, I can give you a vague description of her colors and size, but like any tiny the details, I can't do it. Since I'm recording all this, you can double check the specimen you're put in charge of is Ophelia. To the best of my knowledge, she's the only one of her kind that we have, or so I'm told. We've never found another one, which has led our colleagues to be torn on if she's lost and there are people searching for her, or is she the last of her kind? I hope that she isn't alone in this world. That's what I want. Windows are being untinted. We keep them dark on her side so that she doesn't get too active while watching scientists pass by. We found out how excitable she is, kind of by mistake. Ended up giving some of our scientists a heart attack to have her growling and jumping against the glass, thrashing and drawing blood out of herself. Some of us were worried that our reinforced doors wouldn't be enough to hold her. Then we decided to dig down deeper and then place her on her own level entirely. We call it Level O, or Level Ophelia. If you aren't already looking at her, I want you to walk down to her unit and look inside. I want to make sure that the Ophelia you're looking at is the same as mine. I know I mentioned it earlier when I said that she's the only one we have, or so I'm told. But there's something I haven't been able to prove. But I think they're doing something with Ophelia, and if the Ophelia you're looking at is different from my Ophelia, well, this could help prove my theory that something's up. So are you in front of Ophelia? Good. She's large. Walks on all four legs. She can go on her hind legs, but that's mostly to climb trees, carry things to make shelter, stuff like that. As you can see, she has opposable thumbs and fingers like us. Iridescent webbing between each of her fingers leads me to believe that whatever Ophelia is, she's some kind of sea creature. Webbing like that, it's mostly found in sea creatures. Her skin, if you look, it's a light blue-green with specklings of gray and white and black dots. They're kind of freckly when compared to humans. In the skin, it looks so smooth, without any pores or hair. It looks like it feels like rubber, but as of this current moment in time, I'm unsure as to how Ophelia feels beneath my hands. I want to be the first researcher to touch her, see? I'm trying not to sound like a creep when I say this, but I want to earn her trust. maybe befriend her. Whatever her previous caretakers were doing, it was wrong and it clearly wasn't enough because, look at her. She's so clearly easily startled. Such big, kind black eyes. No pupils. Just pure darkness. A barely there nose. A pointed mouth with purple lips. It just looks stuffed full of too many sharp teeth. She has some type of fin or gill on the side of her neck. And this would also suggest that she lives in water, or maybe prefers to be in water. Maybe that's why she hasn't been responsive to our tests. Maybe she's missing home. That's not something to talk about in this recording. Take a look at her legs for me. You see them? There's a scar right across her left thigh. Vertical. Man-made. That's from when she was caught. Make a note of that scar on her left thigh and the white birthmark right on her collarbone. Those are things that I will be tracking to make sure it's myophilia. Assuming, of course, that you are looking at myophilia while you listen to this, and you can actually do it because I don't know if you're looking at my girlophilia. But you see the scar and the birthmark, right? I don't know why I was waiting for you to respond. This recording's in the past and you're in the present. I don't even know who you are. These tapes are probably so old now. They gotta be covered in dust and, I don't know. This is being listened to for the first time, you know, being categorized for the archives. Fuck. I feel bad for whoever has to listen to all these ramblings. And if you heard that, that is what Ophelia makes. One of her many noises. She started making them whenever she sees me about a week ago. I'm not sure if that means she's happy or mad, and I'm really hoping it's a good sign, like when a dog barks because he sees you. I want to make sure Ophelia has the best life possible, and if that includes returning her to the wild, then that's what I want to do. I'm going to give her a little pool tomorrow to swim around in, and I'll make sure to update with that. I want to be able to learn everything I can from her. All of the previous researchers, they thought she was unintelligent. Just a mindless killing machine from a time long forgotten, but I think differently. I know differently. We simply don't have the evidence to suggest if she's smart or not. We need to do more tests. And the first thing we have to do to make sure these tests are conclusive is figure out how to make her happy. If for some reason I'm unsuccessful with making her happy, you have to promise me that you will do your best to make her happy. You understand that, newbie? I'm counting on you. I might be the person formerly in charge of her, but I'm hoping my tapes can give you guidance. That is what DLTCP says they're for anyways. Though in reality, they're probably just to document everything we've done to attempt to establish a connection to make sure that no one does the same thing twice. We're not exactly sure how Ophelia will react, and the potential is too great to take. I know I wouldn't be able to sleep well at night knowing that someone else's life was on my hands. So, I hope my tapes and recordings are being put to good use, that I can help you. I hope Past Me has some insights for my new replacement. I know you're going to do great things here. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it's way too good to pass up. I'm positive that you're already amazing at your job. I mean, to be scouted and hired to work at DLTCP? That's nothing to scoff at. You should be proud of yourself. Maybe you'll be able to do what I haven't been able to do. Look. You have one goal. Well, You have 3 goals. Figure out what Ophelia is. Figure out why Ophelia is on Earth. And you need to figure out if we can help her get back to wherever she's from. I'm counting on you, newbie. Do what I couldn't.